This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Grant and Danny radio program, live from our Half Street studios in D.C. in the Navy Yard. Thank you to Toby Altizer for the update. I'm back. I am over 24 hours into my medications, so I am supposedly no longer contagious for the strep. But just in case, Danny's in a different studio.
Yeah, we're doing the separate bit. I don't love it. Nobody does. And if I'm to be the butt of jokes, so be it. It's just one of those things where, baby, my wife's going back to work like within
Who's
a couple of days.
Who's going to make fun of you for being in a separate studio?
Everybody. Anybody? I mean, I don't know. It's a day, and I'm doing something slightly out of the ordinary. So, it's, oh my, can you believe it? Like, I mean, remember, one day I wore a hat, and you would have thought I invaded another country.
Well, so. In fairness, you don't wear hats, and then you did one day.
Right. What an emergency.
I was with Team Laugh that time.
Yeah, that's my point. Is a normal, reasonable thing that's not crazy at all. I wore a hat every day of my life for 20-some years. I wore a hat, and you would have thought I was like mugging everybody for their vital information. So, you know. I understand that's what happens around here. Like, you do something that's slightly out of the ordinary. Oh, my God, what a travesty. What an offense. So I figured there'd be some coming my way, and I'm fine with it. I'm 45.
Maybe we could check in the producer studio. It's just the four of us here. I can't imagine there's that many people that think it's that wild that with me about 26 hours out from a strep throat diagnosis that you might not want to sit in studio as we flap our gums for 4 hours. But, fellas, has Danny been getting bullied? Has anybody made any comments about him going to the other studio?
No, I haven't. I think it's a fair decision. You go in the second studio there.
You made some snide remarks. You
no,
made
I did
some
not.
Rick Snyder under your breath remarks. You
no,
did.
I didn't.
You
no,
did. You and Toby arguing each other on. You know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some stuff, you know, off air when you guys are hosting, like we're just talking in the producer room. Ryan's made some remarks about how Danny's, you know, he just overconscious about all this, just a clean freak, all this stuff.
Wow.
You know, just saying some crazy stuff.
I think things were said, things were posted.
Sounds like they've gotten in your head a little bit.
No. Again, perfectly fine, perfectly reasonable. No, actually, it's unreasonable, but it's perfectly fine. Again, I'm an adult, just trying not to get sick.
Dad, are you okay with Danny going to a different studio?
He doesn't like it.
Now, you're the one person affected by this because it means there's more microphone and
He's
things you have to do.
Back and forth, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot happening here in terms of the behind the scenes of how to operate all this.
Right.
But I get it. It probably is a little too overcautious, but I get it. He's got kids.
Oh, Darius!
Yeah. He's got kids at home, though. You know, don't want to risk getting them sick.
And I don't like being in B. Mitch and Finley's studio. Nothing wrong with their studio, but there's golf on the TV. No, I don't want to do that. That's the dumbest thing ever to be on TV.
I think what Danny could do, because yes, the cat's out the bag at this point. Like we hate that Danny's in the second studio. I think he owes us a Pupitella lunch. I think he owes us a Pupitella lunch next week.
That's what they're hanging for.
And I think that's the only way that could kind of just make us feel better about this.
I think the Pupitella lunch is the least you could do.
The least.
With all of the inconvenience that you've put on the producer's room.
Well, the thing I told Ryan yesterday is that I would do that. I was thinking about Monday's potential the day to bring in some Pupatella.
Oh, did Ryan angle for Pupatella yesterday, too?
He did, but he annoyed me so much with how flippant he was when he stole the cookie skillet from Toby that they were supposed to share. And he's like, I just want cheese pizza. Then I'm like, I'm purposely not bringing in cheese pizza. You're going to eat adult pizza. You're going to eat pizza for grownups, not what my six-year-old eats.
That part like genuinely wrecks me. I'm like, oh yeah, like you just know what I want. I'm a cheese pizza guy. And he's like, well, I will not be getting you a cheese pizza.
I'm specifically not going to do that. I'm bringing in delicious pizza from Pupatella.
The fact that you only do cheese pizza is not okay. That's an infuriating thing.
I don't know. I like pepperoni pizza, but I prefer cheese pizza. And I love margarita pizza, which Pupatella, they have a great margarita
they
pizza.
They really do. It's delicious.
I could use my Pupatella pizza card to get you a margarita pizza. Is that what you're looking for?
That's what I'm looking for. And Danny was like, I'll get lunch. I'm like, oh, cool. Just give me a margarita pizza.
By the way,
he's like, I won't do that.
My VIP Pupatella pizza card.
VIP.
That I can use any day. Because I love the good people over at Pupatella and Neapolitan Pizza. Listen to what happens when the card hits the table.
Listen to the wait.
Normally you think like, oh, you got a special card, right? Well, Grant, why are you going to drop a card? It's just paper.
Nope.
Or is it? Ready?
Come on.
That's the card.
Come on.
That's my VIP card.
That's the no margarita card right there. That's the toppings card.
How is it bouncing back up into my wall?
Are you hitting a cowbell over there?
Nope, just my Pupatella pizza card.
Boom.
That's all I'm doing. We're brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condori and Murad. They'll help you draft your last will and testament, set up a trust, put together a medical power of attorney, schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny, the rumors are circulating on the NFL scheduling.
Yep.
So we are now 5 days away from getting the NFL schedule middle of next week, but we already have one rumor that is substantial, and while it has not been confirmed, corroborated by either of the teams, rumblings are that things are trending in a direction that this could be accurate. The Commanders and the Dolphins playing in Madrid, Spain, in the middle of November. November 16th, I believe, would be the date. So you're talking about a week and a half before the Thanksgiving Day games. Would Danny Ruye have interest in a trip to Madrid, Spain, to go see the Commanders play the Dolphins?
You know, believe it or not, I actually would not want to do that. They should not be playing over there. They should play in North America, in either Washington or Miami. I can't remember if Miami's a home or road opponent. Now, what I will say is that would probably preclude them from playing on Thanksgiving, wouldn't you think?
Yes, it would.
So maybe that means Christmas Day is what they've got in store, because they're doing all the primetime, all the standalone games you could possibly think of. I mean, that's coming, right?
Miami's a road game, by the way. So the Dolphins are losing the home game, not Washington.
Good.
First and foremost, I guess it's not a guarantee that that would preclude them from Thanksgiving, because they would certainly get a bye week the following week, but Thanksgiving is the 27th, right?
Yep.
So if you follow me then, so the game would be November 16th. They would have a bye week on Sunday the 23rd. Thanksgiving would be the game 2 weeks later. So
that's
enough
time to adjust, right? Because you wouldn't think they're playing on the 23rd.
But would
and then
the
back
NFL
to the
send them back on the road? If they get back from Madrid on, I don't know, the 17th or whatever,
right,
you get the bye week. Are they putting them back on a plane to go to Dallas, one of their longer road trips, on Wednesday the 26th? I guess it's possible. But they definitely then would have a bye week leading into Thanksgiving. So it actually might make it even more likely, because you know that they're not playing that Sunday.
Yeah, that's a good point there. So if they had to do the three straight, in other words, you play the 16th Sunday, the 23rd Sunday, and then Thanksgiving Day, with one of those a Madrid trip, that's rough scheduling.
Well, you get an automatic bye after an international game. So they would not play the 23rd no matter what. But here's my point on this is, if they played a normal game in the States on the 16th, and then they played again on the 23rd, then you're less likely to play on the 27th, quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would prefer to find a team coming off a bye to play on that Thursday. Or a lot of times what you see is they played on that Thursday night before against another team, and then they play against the Cowboys
or whoever. Thursdays, yeah.
Thursday night football. So this might actually make it more likely that they play in Dallas on Thanksgiving Thursday.
You're right. I was kind of workshopping that out loud, and actually that does start to make more sense. Especially, I didn't know that was a matter of policy, that you don't play.
I don't know that's 100% of the time, but I think with the non-London games, because there's so many of those, you don't always have that ability. But when teams have done, you know, the international games when they're not in the first week of the season or something, when it's during the buys, they almost always give you the bye directly thereafter.
Gotcha. Because it's different. Flying to Mexico City, which is international, is not the same as flying across the Atlantic Ocean to central Spain. So, that would certainly make sense then. If they're not going to play on the 23rd, then maybe it makes them more likely to do that Thanksgiving bit. But I'm telling you, the way I'm budgeting this out, not the right word, but the way I'm sort of thinking about this is, whenever it's possible for them to have a standalone or primetime game, it's happening, right? So whether that's 5 times, 6 times, or maybe the maximum of 7 times, I could see that being the case. So anytime you get a, we think there's going to be 30-plus million people watching this game, I think Washington's going to be one of the feature teams for sure.
I don't know how we've talked about a trip to Spain for the Commanders this long, and you haven't crowbarred in the ability to say Barcelona.
It's not in Barcelona. It's in Madrid.
But you just like saying it so much to Rick me.
I don't like that at all. I'm not trolling you about the name of the city. Now, look, if you're asking me, Danny, have you been to Barcelona? Yes.
Stop saying it.
I'm answering a question. Yes, I've been to Barcelona. What neighborhood did you stay in when you went to Barcelona?
I shouldn't have even brought it up.
I'm just telling you the information. You can't get mad at information.
But I'm not asking for the information.
No, but I'm sharing it with you. Barcelona is the city.
But don't say that.
But no, I'm just telling you. In the southern part of the city of Barcelona, that's right, there is a neighborhood, kind of like, you know, D.C. has DuPont or Georgetown or Foggy Bottom or, you know, different spots. The southern part of the city, kind of like maybe a little bit east front of the Mediterranean, is a small neighborhood called Barceloneta. And that's where I stayed.
Stop.
In Barcelona was Barceloneta. Just FYI.
The game will be in Madrid.
Mm-hmm. Not.
Sounds like, no.
Barcelona.
We don't have to sell the places where it's not going to be.
It's not Barcelona. It's not.
The game will be in Madrid. The Commanders and the Dolphins, November 16th. That's the rumor. Sounds like there's some legitimacy to it. It's from some Twitter account I'd never heard of, so I just pretended this wasn't a thing for a couple days. But having asked around a little bit now, sounds like that's the momentum. And might be a thing, yeah. Nobody's willing to confirm it, but they think that there could be something to it. That in mind, I want to know level of interest for people. So here's my question to you, Danny. Is this a bad bit? I have long said I have no problems flying, and I really believe that, by the way. I am a flight guy. I'm an airplane guy. You know this about me. I fall asleep very easily. I'm very comfortable on planes. I like the idea of being up in the air and just, you know, unbothered. I have a busy life and constantly on my phone, and the ability to just kind of have 3 hours where I'm just looking out the window or sleeping or whatever with the, you know, guy that sleeps with a fan on next to my head all the time. I like the noise in the airplane, the whole thing. My interest in traveling over water for hours on end is so minimal, and it's less than it has ever been before. I've never flown to Europe. I've never gone to Asia. You know, I've never been to so many places in the world, and if I'm being honest, a big, big reason for it is that my preference is to not fly over water for a long period of time. We went to my honeymoon in St. Lucia, which was a couple-hour flight. You know, you get down off the tip of Florida in the south, and, you know, 45 minutes, an hour, you're there. But my thing has always been, like, I want to be over land, so if something happens, they can find a runway to put this thing down on. That's kind of always been my thought. But can I say that I don't have any issues flying if that's my logic for not wanting to fly international?
Yeah, I think it's definitely an issue flying. That's one of the, there's a lot of things where they're like, underneath your seat is a flotation device. Like, there's water everywhere, bro.
But John Madden wouldn't fly. He would only take buses because he had a fear of airplanes.
Yes.
I do not have any fears of airplanes, really. But can I say that with a period and underline it and then also tell you I'm not in a place right now.
It's a modifier, yeah.
Where I want to be over the ocean. Like, when I asked you, I'm like, how far is that flight to Madrid? And I look it up, and then I just see that line go straight across the ocean, like almost straight across. And then I'm flying from as east as you can be in the United States.
Pretty east, yeah.
So I'm as close to the water as you can get, so that's good. I've cut a lot of flight time out. Madrid is actually about as close to the United States as you can get on its little chunk of land.
Yeah, it's a 7-hour-plus flight, though, dude.
And it's all water.
Yeah, most of it's water.
And my whole thing is, I don't like being over the water.
Of the set, give or take, it's 745, 730, give or take. Probably 6 hours and 30 minutes of that is Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
Yep.
So I think it's a no for me, dog. I think I'm probably... Do you understand my logic?
I understand the words. It is...
bird hits my engine. One of the engines just stops going. You know, any of the stories you've heard 800 of in the last 2 months, right? Anything happens and I'm over top of the continental United States of America, everyone will say, well, whether you're it's water or land, you're screwed either way. Sure.
There's a great chance you're pwned, yeah.
Except that over land, yeah, you got a runway? Yeah, I got 17 of them. Which one do you want to go to? Hey, we got a flat area anywhere? Oh, yeah, I got 8,000 square feet to your left. The water, like Sullenberger, that's a one-time deal in a river. That's not the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, but here's my problem. It's not necessarily with the specifics of this. Like, a couple of weeks ago, you were like Johnny YOLO about, like, germs and about, like, being worried about anything at any point in time.
What do you mean?
When it came to shoes inside, for example, you're like, anything could kill you. You might as well just go. Who cares? Just run around. You can lick ashtrays and kiss strangers. Who cares?
That's not what I said.
Well, I mean, but that was the attitude towards it. And now it's like, well, there's a risk of... Of course there is. I mean, it is the fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent that something disastrous happens in air. And yes, you're over water, you're pretty screwed. Again, if you're over land, if it's something that's going to cause you to land, I mean, you know, there's a great chance you're pwned also. I mean, my point is, like, is there a marginal statistical difference between land and sea flights? Probably. But it's so negligible that it's not even worth discussing.
I don't know about that. I think there's probably been hundreds of flights since the beginning of last year. You hear about them all the time that land at a random airport.
Like a flight was diverted after somebody.
There's no diverting
farted.
When I'm 2 hours over the ocean. What would have happened to all those diverted flights if they were just headed to Madrid? That's what I want to know.
They might have to stop in Barcelona. Like, it depends on where they're coming from.
I hate you so much.
Just where they're coming from, different angles.
No, they definitely wouldn't.
They could. No flights going to Barcelona?
No, never.
Thousands. How have I flown to Barcelona then?
But my question is, then I'm just continental United States, Craig.
You're North American Ned.
Right.
That's who you are.
I'm psyched to go to Canada.
If it's contiguous, like now you can't do South America because they might flow over some water.
I don't know if Mexico has anything for me right now. Maybe I could do that at some point.
Fly over that Gulf. Is that a bridge too far?
No, I could do land to Mexico or a Gulf is very small. Like if we have an issue over the Gulf, we can just coast to wherever we need to get.
All right.
A little different than the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to lock myself into that where I never travel. But why have I allowed my passport to expire? It expired in 21.
There's not much urgency there for you.
Why not?
Because you don't want to fly over water.
This is my point. I have a developing thing?
There's probably a name for that, obia, and you got it.
Do you think this is a developing situation?
Yeah, that's a phobia situation.
But my love for going to Commanders games and sporting events is one of my greatest passions.
Mm-hmm.
This is a collision course we're on here.
Yeah, but you weren't going to go to Madrid anyhow.
Like, I don't know.
If they played in London, you were going to go?
I have more interest in going to Madrid, I think, than London.
Explain that. London's closer.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I just feel like London, people have been there and done that. How many people can say they've seen an NFL game in Madrid? Feels like a bigger deal.
It's rarer, I bet that. Yeah.
There's like a more of a culture shock to it.
Uh-huh.
Like it feels like I'm doing world traveling there.
But you are
in London and just a dude that I bumped into once at a DC United game who has a British accent. It's a little bit different.
I don't quite get it, but it makes sense to you, I think. Like, is it because they speak Spanish?
What's your interest in going to the game?
It's small. I mean, there's too much stuff. Too many things to do. So
this is also the guy that hates going to games.
Yeah.
Is it the same kind of thing? It's not like you don't want to go to Madrid. You don't want to leave your house.
Right. Well, it's not even that. It's like, I'm sure, you know, I'd be abandoning my wife to the three children. It's like two conflicting sporting events at the same time and 9,000 bits of transportation. And, you know, it's one of those things where I'm not spending hundreds and thousands of dollars to go to Madrid, which is about, you know, a 6-hour drive from Barcelona. I'm not going to go over there when I can just watch it on TV and not miss stuff.
I think that my interest in going to the game and being at the game is probably like an 8.5 out of 10.
Oh.
My interest in traveling to get to the game is a 0. So when I add those two things together, because I got to fly over all that water,
yeah,
I think it's going to be a 4.25 for me. Below five means you don't go.
Is this a big deal that we can get you over this? Like, is there a way to like help you work up your courage and conquer a fear?
I just wouldn't, like, unless Josh Harris offered me to go on the PJ and it was like me and him and the owners or something. How do you say no to that?
That's the bad signal right there.
I have to take like two Valiums and just like make it happen.
Well, remember when the mayor called us just casually? Like, what if Josh Harris is like, so I heard Grant was kvetching about international travel. Kick your feet back with us. I probably couldn't
say no to him, but I would say yes. And then like maybe I'd get a cold that morning or something.
Team,
you know what I'm saying?
Team charter flight. Do you go?
Yeah, I think
it's not a peach.
Yeah, I think I would do that.
What about first class internationally?
No, I don't care about that. I don't care first class or not. I need to be asleep before the plane takes off.
It's your X-Men ability. Of course you'll be asleep before the plane takes off.
I want to know what people's level of excitement would be to go to Madrid, Spain. 800-636-1067. If the Commanders are there in November, are you following them? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At 3:45, we'll win off the field on a Friday. And at 4 o'clock, we're going blitzing. Grant and Danny welcoming you back. The Caps pulled even with the Hurricanes 1-1 in their best of seven series last night. Commanders could be playing an international game in Madrid, Spain. Sounds like November 16th. The rumor could be closer to official than we think. We'll await word, as nobody with either team has come out to corroborate the information. The league has still been mum, but things are trending in that direction. So we're asking you, if the Commanders are flying to Madrid in week 11 for that November 16th game, a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, would you make that trek? And what's your interest in seeing them in Spain? 800-636-1067. Anthony's in Calvert. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, buddy.
I would love to go to Madrid, and I just look at it kind of like crossing streams, so to speak, like, you know, in the original Ghostbusters. The tapas, the wine, the atmosphere, the charcuterie boards, you know, the scenery. I would love to go to Spain, but I don't want to mix that with my football team.
Oh.
I mean, you got half soccer fans and you got half football fans, and you're trying to explain to the soccer fans, well, that's not offsides.
Yeah, I can't have
that. Well, he threw the ball already, but he hadn't beat the cornerback yet. Well, it doesn't matter. You know, like, you're going back and forth, and I like the idea, but not for me.
So you like ice cream personally. And you like cookies, but you don't need ice cream and cookies together.
Well, no, that's where you go wrong. Yeah, the cookies and cream is an excellent ice cream. And I like cookies on top of my ice cream, and I like ice cream on top of my cookies.
Well, it sounds like Spain and football.
He's talking about he likes ice cream when he likes chili. You don't have to have chili ice cream.
Right, you can have chili after ice cream. You can have even have ice cream before chili.
Yeah.
But, you know, chili and ice cream together.
There it is.
You know, it's a little bit too much going on. Plus, you add in the airfare and the back and forth, and then are you going to spend a whole weekend?
Beans.
And that's different. But if you're going there just for the game, that's a little too much going on in one.
Well, so here's what I'd say about that, though. Thank you for the call. You can't go just for the game. Danny, you just did a trip to Scotland. A
couple years ago, yeah, for Thanksgiving.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a month ago.
So not last year's Thanksgiving, but the Thanksgiving before.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
What is time anyway?
I know, right?
That is insane to
me. I know.
I felt like you did that, shtick aside, 1 month ago, but like 7 months ago. Like, I keep referencing it like it was last week.
I know. You just got back from Scotland, didn't you?
You landed an hour ago from Scotland. Point of my story is, how long is that flight?
It's
you get to the airport earlier than you have to even for a normal flight. Then you land. Then you go through customs. Then you have to go check in. Then you don't know where anything is in this country. That whole day is just travel. So to go to a football game, it should not be a fly out Friday or, God forbid, Saturday. Someone's going to do that, and that's a dumb thing. When you're going to Madrid for a football game, you fly out on Sunday, the previous week. Something before, you know, watch Sunday night football on the plane or whatever. Red eye it, however you got to do it. Mm-hmm. Fly out Monday morning and then be there for the week. This is a massive vacation with a football game involved. I think that's the only way to do this.
If you're going to pull it off, it's like that. And maybe you could convince me to do like a 5-day trip where if I left super late at night on Tuesday, for example, did the red eye overnight, try to sleep on the plane. You roll the dice that there's no selfish people bringing their children on the flight that are near you, or other selfish people with animals, or just selfish people in general make it about themselves. So maybe you can get some sleep and then kind of be on schedule in the foreign country, 6.5 hours or 7 hours, whatever it is ahead. And maybe, you know, get to bed early and then you're kind of on time. And now I can stay there for a handful of days and experience some good stuff Thursday, Friday, Saturday, game on Sunday. Maybe I leave Monday morning. Maybe I could do that, but that's tough.
Your kids enjoyed Scotland.
They loved it.
Yeah. Core memories were made.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But getting there was the most miserable thing ever.
but it was still worth taking them. You've got to live.
We did that. We did it that one time. We need a break now. My oldest had to stay 2 extra days with my wife because he caught some kind of throw up thing. When we first got there, we had to change the bed sheets for a couple of the kids because they didn't make it to the restroom. See what I'm saying? Like that sort of stuff. Please acknowledge that.
It's just
it's
life.
It's so much. Let's take a break. Let's call time out.
Would you redo the trip? You would still want to have gone on it.
Not right now.
Like, you could touch a button and you either didn't do it or you did. Would you rather have not done it? I mean, come on, guy.
No,
your family went on a vacation of a lifetime.
Yeah, because it was the right thing to do. Like, I'd much rather do it now than a couple years ago.
Let's go to Matt in D.C. What's up, Matt?
Hey, fellas. Grant, I can't believe you sound as good as you do after yesterday.
Thank you.
Yeah, he had strep.
Strep throat, man. Possible. We're making moves.
I was like a paper cut for this guy. But anyway, about this trip, yeah, I mean, it's Madrid, Spain. It's a spectacular place. You don't even need to go to Barcelona to have it be incredible. But I think you're thinking about, you know, in terms of the flight and the water and all that stuff, I think you're missing one key point.
Okay.
It's like, you know, would you rather, like, no one wants to dwell on tragedy, but, you know, would you rather be, oh, yeah, you heard about Grant? Yeah, he went down going to a Commanders game in Jacksonville. Like, oh, God. As opposed to, yeah, you know, Grant was on his way to Madrid, you know, for Spain. I mean, that's a little bit more.
That
right?
definitely
I mean,
sounds cooler, Matt. There's no doubt about that. I will give you that point. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you would get A wouldn't happen. What would happen is they would say, what happened, Grant? And I would say, you won't believe it. I was on my way to see the Commanders in Jacksonville, and our engine was hit by a duck, and the duck quacked too loud or something. And so the engine went out, and then next thing you knew, the other engine caught fire. And so we landed in Atlanta. We just decided this isn't going to work. We're not going to make it to Jacksonville.
These miracle landings you're counting on are incredible.
It's not a miracle, by the way.
It's not.
Planes coast for extended periods of time. Pilots are very skilled.
They're just coasting now?
Yes, 100%. That's a thing. Hundreds and hundreds of miles. They coast.
Hundreds of miles of coasting?
I'm not even doing a bit. And that might actually be a thousands for all I know. But yes, when you're 30,000 feet up going 600 miles an hour, planes.
Yeah, you've got some runway.
They have like 37 minutes to just keep coasting before there's an issue.
But you probably have to turn a little bit to go to Atlanta.
Yeah, I agree. And there's 96 airports that they could land in Fredericksburg. I'd be like, oh, I live 25 minutes from here. That's my house over there. There's so much. You can't not see an airport when you're in the sky. There's every high school football field you've ever seen is a place to put a plane down. And they're everywhere. But if I'm over the water, it's just a bunch of white caps. That's all it is. White and great white sharks. Those are the two things that you can see as you're near in that water. So it's just not my favorite thing. And I say that, but I've never done it. But I know it's not my favorite thing. Before
just like pie, right? You know, it's something you don't like.
Let's go to Claudie from Silver Spring. What's up?
Hey, fellas. Longtime listener. Love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. So I kind of agree with Grant. I took a honeymoon out to Hawaii from Dulles.
Nope.
And that was a little bit too much over water after you leave California. So as much as I love the Burgundy and Gold, I would be interested to see how many of our local fans make it out there. But it's just not going to be something for me.
So let me ask you this. You did it already, though. And now you don't want to do it again?
No, absolutely not. I kept looking at the screen that they have available for you, and it seemed like our plane was never moving.
Yeah, that oversized plane just over the blue freaks you out.
Brutal.
Right. Well, that was giving me more anxiety on top of the fact that I was already excited to Luau, but it just didn't, happen a lot sooner. So imagine going all the way across to Europe. I'm sure the scenery is going to be beautiful. I'm sure, the people will be super nice and friendly. Yeah. Maybe it's not Barcelona, but, it'll be a nice game in Madrid. So.
Thank you, buddy. You've got people doing it now.
What'd you say? They're sharing information. You get so mad when people are saying, Madrid is not Barcelona. Like, that's factual.
But we know that it's not. But you're just trying to say that without saying it right.
What are you talking about?
Everybody knows.
No one knows. No one knows anything. Because you're confused. You think Madrid and Barcelona are the same place.
If I had been to Hawaii for my honeymoon, I think I would have quelled whatever the issue is.
So I did that. We
That's where we wanted to go.
Yeah. So we flew. The greatest decision we ever made, by the way, is we had a good friend getting married 2 weeks after us. We were like, should we go to our honeymoon first, then go to their wedding in San Francisco, or go to the wedding first and then the honeymoon? We chose the latter. Greatest decision ever. All we did was party our asses off for 2 days, then hopped on a bird to our honeymoon from San Fran to Hawaii, and it was perfect. But yeah, you're flying over a lot of water for a long time.
That's where we wanted to go. It was my wife's number one choice. It was a place I've always wanted to go. And as we got closer to it, I said, I just can't pull the trigger right now. And I think there was a promise in there, maybe in a couple years. That was 8 years ago. And I'm further away from
Are you guys doing it soon?
That was a lot of news stories ago.
When is Hawaii happening?
There was a lot of changes at the FAA ago. Let's go to Tim, who's in Ashburn on Grant and Danny. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Good. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing well. I wish I could say longtime listener, but I've only moved in the area 2 years, but been listening to you every day since.
Well, that's allowed.
And I love the show. I've been working in aviation, both civilian and military, for about 20 years.
Wow.
And your fears are a little bit ridiculous, I will say. First of all, when you're flying over the water, your chances of hitting a duck or any other type of, waterfowl or bird in the air are nil.
Okay, but Tim, your call's the best thing that ever happened to me, so I want to let you go. I just want to clarify. Yeah. That would happen closer to takeoff on these other flights. My issue is not a bird or a fish jumping really high or something over the water. It's just plane malfunctions happen every hour of every day. So continue. Sorry.
Yeah. No. Stuff happens, but it's less likely that you're going to get in an accident in an aircraft than your car. We all know that.
Of course.
And when you were talking about, you know, you look at these flights over to Europe, especially I fly to Europe about 4 times a year. And actually out of Dulles, I fly straight to Hawaii about 4 times a year. If you notice the path, they're normally closer to the islands as they can be. So when you fly to Europe, you're going to be closer to Greenland, Iceland.
You go
and
that
places
northern
where
route.
You can divert.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you do have a place to divert. So, you know, the fears are substantial. And I find myself as I get older, not saying getting more fear, but a little more hesitant when I fly these long flights because we got kids now. And you think about things where it's natural as a human. But I highly recommend if the commanders are out there and you get a chance to go out to Madrid, Spain, I mean, that's a why not moment. So.
That's a once in a lifetime. This is the tough debate.
Absolutely. Sure,
but what about the info, GP, that you can divert?
Well, so I'm fascinated.
You can.
Yeah.
Where is everyone who make fun of the geography guy? I'm sorry, I don't know. Where is Greenland on a map? Like, are we talking about?
It's like a third of the way between us and them, a little bit up.
Right. So it's one of the islands up and left of Europe
That's your big boy up there.
Okay,
then Iceland's to his right a little bit.
But I'm still, Tim, we're going, I mean, hours and hours before I get close to those two. There is nothing to detour to when I'm just over top of the ocean for hours.
You are, but you got to remember, you're either flying in one or two aircraft. You're flying in an aircraft with four engines, all right?
Oh,
so
I have
if you lose
engines?
One, you lose two.
You're not a little single-engine Cessna, brother.
Yeah, you're not flying in a little Cessna over the Atlantic.
Can one of those engines keep us in the air the whole time, or do I need two?
One engine can keep an aircraft in flight. And like you said, and you were correct, they can glide for a long period of time. And if you're in a twin-engine aircraft, which is more likely nowadays because airlines are trying to save money, so they fly with two engines instead of four, they have to be there's a certain qualification called ETOPS, and they have to prove that their aircraft can get to a landing spot within 60 or 120 minutes, depending on the route, so that they can safely land in case there is an emergency. So all this stuff is already pre-planned. And,
look at that.
And believe me, you're very safe up there.
Look at this.
Wow.
Look at this.
All right, I might need to call you like the day before I book this flight. That's helpful information.
Let us know if I didn't even know. Can you imagine me not knowing that?
How about my guy, Tim?
Good info from Tim. Dynamite call-in, Tim, by the way.
Needed that.
Great information.
And he didn't even say the thing that you like to say to get under my skin.
What's that?
Winning off the field is next.
Barcelona.
The Capitals are winning on the ice. Last night, they beat the Canes. It's 1-1 in their best-of-seven series. They play tomorrow night at 6 p.m. in Raleigh. How are you winning off of the field? That is the question on Grant and Danny, 800-636-1067. I'll give you an example, Danny. The next three Capitals games are going to be televised by Turner Sports, not ESPN, which means Sean McDonough can't take all of his little jabs into my eyeball with everything that happens,
man,
good or bad, for the Capitals. And a very professional broadcast will ensue. Therefore, I am
winning off the field.
I was out of my protein bars, out of the variety of the protein bars that I like that I get from our friends at Co-Pair.
What's your go-to bar from Co-Pair?
So I've been mixing it up. There are two. There's the Fudge Graham one because it's a little bit bigger.
Fudge Graham's a good bar.
It's a good bar. Then I'm a fan of the, I forget the name of it, but it's the chocolate mint one. But they have a name. It's like
Chocolate Mint Divine?
It's a cocoa mint or something like that. It sounds like a stripper's name, like something like that.
Divine.
Anyway,
I think you're missing Divine.
It could be Waking Ned Divine.
Adam Divine.
Yeah. So I was I was out of both of those the last time I went. And I had to do like an alternative one, which is like not my favorite. And so this morning, they had my Cocoa Ned Divine chocolate mint bars. Therefore, I am. Bruce?
Anytime, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Winning off the field.
Hey, buddy.
Bruce, did you forget that the segment's still going?
You got a job,
unbelievable.
Bruce.
Unbelievable.
You're not doing much these days. We know that.
You would think that would mean...
He's motivated.
...that he is more excited to join us on Fridays at 3:45.
You know, the culture
yeah.
is actually damn good.
Let's go to Matt in Stafford. Hello, Matt.
Matty.
Hey, do they have a Pupatelli's in Spain?
That's a good question.
They've got some... They've got.
Why would you ever leave? Yeah. Why would you ever leave? Hey, why would you ever leave until it expires?
Did you say...
power.
Did you say Pupatella?
Oh, my God, he dropped
power.
It.
There's a lot of pressure that comes with the Pupatella power. You got a lot of people hitting you up for pizza. You know, I coasted this bit all the way down and landed it. Therefore, I am.
Thank you for coming.
I don't know what just happened.
I'm so confused. He's, now, I don't know.
He claimed victory on landing the bit, but I didn't know what the hell was going on the whole time.
So he was doing a voice that I didn't get. So Matt is always a third-level chess player when it comes to it. Like, he'll reference something that we did a month ago.
You need a compass and a map to find out what he's doing.
Yeah, I need a Sherpa and an oxygen tank to get to the top of this one. But, like, he's always got, like, an extra layer that he gets and thinks is so clever. And I give him credit for it. He's obviously paying attention, but... I'm missing something.
I think.
What character was he doing?
The only thing I can place is in Back to the Future when he's like, because you've got power. Do you know what I'm talking about?
In Back to the Future 2, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that was it. That's the only thing I was thinking of as he was saying it. I don't know. That's all I got for you.
I landed the plane, Marty. Was he doing that?
Mustafa in Fairfax. How are you?
Hey, man. What's up, GP? Mr. Fanny Who? Hey, how y'all doing, brother?
Hey, buddy.
We're chilling.
Love it. Love to hear it, man. I had a little bit of a scare. I thought I had a really bad ankle injury. Thing was swollen up the size of a baseball bat. Got some x-rays done. Turned out it's not too bad, and I'll be good to go in about a few weeks. So, therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
That's good news.
I hope it wasn't swollen up as much as a torpedo bat.
I was going to say, it looks like a torpedo bat down there. It seems like it's okay, though.
Normally, that's something you want to hear. Whoa, is that a torpedo bat down there?
Come on.
But in this case,
whoa,
that's not what you're looking
whoa.
For. Therefore, you would be, huh? Anybody?
That's an
winning off the field.
Yeah, oddly shaped. Right. Anyway, it's unimportant.
Jeff in Woodbridge, what's up?
Gentlemen, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Hey, buddy.
I got a unexpected $320 refund from the IRS.
Winning off the field.
There it is.
Now, $320 is a good amount of money. We're going to let that one go as a winning off the field because he was not expecting it.
The total ambush blessing right there.
This is going to be bad. Wait. Oh, wow. They just sent me $320.
Like, here's a letter from the IRS. I'm sure that's good.
We've all dreamed about that. You just don't get it very often. Freddie in Fairfax. Nice alliteration. What's up?
Hey, guys. Always a pleasure listening to you. I have a winning off the field gold one for you. So my boy calls me up. He said, Dad, I'm thumbing around the internet. I think you got some money laying around. I said, boy, you can't believe that stuff. Whatever I get, 50-50, right? 3 months later, I get a check for $5,600.
Whoa.
And I call that winning off the field.
It's a hell of a check.
Winning on the field.
That's a big check.
We're going with the surprise and element again.
Yeah, I mean, what's the line? $5,600 feels like a little bit too big.
That's on the field.
Winning on the field.
But the off-field element, if he never told you what the amount was,
yeah,
just getting a check you don't see coming... And you get a nice little chunk of change. That's an off-field win.
So winning off the field.
Thank you, Bruce. So from my Charles Barkley commercials,
yes,
right, for FanDuel.
Danny Routier.
That's me, Chuck. Love you, buddy. They inappropriately, incorrectly, did California withholding for one of the small checks for the radio.
That would mean you're losing off the field.
Right. So they fixed it, and the difference was $17 for state taxes. So I got a check for $17 and change. That's kind of what we're talking about here.
They do.
Shut up, Danny. Shut up, man.
Why are you so mean to Danny?
Well, I'm making a point. You see, how obnoxious is that?
Did he bounce?
Shut up, man. God. Ridiculous. Now I see why you get so frustrated with him, Grant, when he's saying Barcelona.
Imagine if that guy was saying Barcelona over and over again. You know
what
how mad you'd be?
What are you doing?
The best way to blitz is next.